Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Welcome to In General.
All right, lads, welcome to... what would I say? We've sort of been on a hiatus, and we sort of haven't because JB left and he's been gone for another couple of months. We've changed our slant a bit, and Alex C and I are now bringing you In General on location. The thing being that the location is your dining room. So the location isn't...
It's a classy
It's not
room.
That sexy, but I'm thinking next you time go, it should be In General on location at McDonald's. Or something,
that's
something hot.
But you have to admit,
something hot like that.
That clock mounted on the wall is a hot clock.
I like the way you say mounted.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to make it sound sexy. And that was
mounted on
mounted
a hard
was
wall.
The only.
Yeah. So, yeah, Wally, Alex C, and we've got a special guest because people around the world, particularly our overseas listeners, of which make up the majority of our audience, we're doing In General Action 2010 because tonight, boys and girls listening, is the night that the leader of our country gets chosen. So we've brought in a political expert who we asked what he'd want to be called before the show, and he goes, "Well, I never really had a nickname." So Todd, it is. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how are we?
Hey, we're good. So this episode is not celebrity news.
No.
It's not. We may do around the world if we have time, depending on who rocks up, but this is all about politics
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, we should probably point out we're doing this on the fly.
It's a special. Yeah. Let's call it our election special.
Yeah, we're waiting for people to...
Our election erection.
if this show just sort of happens to stop halfway through, it's because people have turned up and it's getting out of control.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. So what we want to do, people, is quickly take you through. We've got some sketches and stuff coming up. We want to take you through the Australian political landscape. And our only thing to prep for this episode was to find the most absurd political parties you could track down. And Alex C's got a few, and so do I. Todd, you can give us your expert opinion on this. Oh, Alex C, take it away.
All right. Firstly, the one I would like to bring up is the Non-Nuclear Proliferation Party.
What does proliferation mean?
I've got fucking no idea.
Because all I know is that when I fill out my registration form for my car, it's got a proliferated edge where you tear the slip off. Is that right?
That's terraform. That's a terraformed edge. And it tears
terraform edge.
Yeah,
fucking banker
over here. Isn't terraforming like where you
no, that's
make
transforming.
Over the world?
That's transforming.
No,
and terraforming. You're right. Terraforming
yes.
is actually
yes.
converting a world to a Terran planet, which is inhabitable, which is able
quite
to
human.
Be inhabitable.
Is that why the Earth is called, well, the actual land itself is called Terra Firma?
Correct.
Yes.
Wow.
See, we learned stuff.
Do you know how long I've been waiting to bolt that into a conversation?
Well, yeah, basically...
But we've done that exactly.
To use the words
well.
Terra firma, and you used my only other gold word before, is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
The only reason
I want to use that word is because it was in Blackadder. So,
and it's also one of the longest words in a dictionary.
Correct, yes.
I like it.
So, yeah, moving on. Hit us.
Well,
hit us with that crazy political party.
What it basically is, the Non-Nuclear Proliferation Party. Now... The rest of the world probably don't know, but we don't have any nuclear weapon whatsoever.
No.
We have none.
No.
We don't even have nuclear power plants.
Mm.
So I don't understand the whole concept of this party not wanting us to have nuclear weapons or power plants.
Mm.
Hello?
Yeah.
We don't. The only thing we have is the Lucas Heights Medical Research Facility, which I believe at the moment... is under guidance from the universities of Australia, trying to cure a mental condition. Now, stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
A mental condition called groinous spinotus.
Groinous.
Groinous spinotus. I'm not sure whether this is the actual technical term, but
Is it a dick spasm? Is what I want to find out.
It's close.
Like
basically, what it is, it's a mental condition where a person who is lacking in the bulge in that area. Has a constant obsession for wearing Speedos in public.
Oh, hey.
Well.
Which brings us
to Tony. Tony, if you're listening, we love you, man. But seriously, put some f***ing board shorts on, mate. Yeah. It's Australia. Some boardies and some thongs and you'll be f***ing right.
The dick stickers are a little weird, but just mostly I'm okay because the camera usually pans to his face.
Yeah,
I'm happy about that. And he has got a tight ass, so
yeah, well,
whatever.
if you've got it, you should flaunt it.
Swings
it
around a bit. Maybe he's got 8 inches on the slack. Yeah. Maybe he's got a sleeping beauty under the dick stickers.
And, like, if I had it 8 inches, I would definitely flaunt it.
On
like,
the slack, for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Dude,
because
I'd have that thing out at every kind of event except, like, children's birthday parties.
Well, see, I can be playing
for it.
Yeah.
Well, just doing the shopping. Yeah. Check me out. All right, hit us with the next one. What do you got?
Well, it's funny. I don't care what anyone says. Mm-hmm. It's the sex party.
Oh, you cannot go past the sex party. And because all I think about is, you know, because I do watch a lot of internet porn, and all I think about when I hear the term sex party is just all the wrong kinds of things.
The wrong kind. That's exactly right.
The privatization of the porn industry.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they don't make it appeal to anyone other than the perverted people of Australia.
Yes.
Which is because why I vote for them.
I happened to be watching a political activist show on ABC the other day, and they actually showed their ad to the Australian people with the slogan...
Is it a hot chick? Is there a hot chick in there?
Would you do it? Would you boast about it?
See, there was no nakedness in it.
Really?
It was all about... the one policy saying jerk choices.
Really?
Jerk choices.
That is what they were promoting.
That was a take on listeners of work choices for those who are overseas.
And really, that's like Bob Brown driving around in a Hummer. It doesn't work.
It had a very good jingle, but I sat there for the entire 30 seconds of my life that I'll never get back. Thank you.
You signed your love.
Often when it does come to sex, there's 30 seconds of my life that I'll never get back.
You enjoyed that 3 seconds of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your wife might have, but you did.
But there was never a moment of like, oh, she might get her tits out. They weren't even bikinis.
So the only reason you watched this entire ad was hoping that she's going to get her cans out at some point.
Of course. And it didn't happen.
And halfway through the ad, you realised...
It got worse was the fact they all stood around doing the jerking motion.
Oh.
But not in the right place, like in midair.
Like they're jerking off a stranger.
or a well-hung elephant.
It makes no sense. Like, jerk choices was a play on work choices, as you pointed out. But they could have done it with tits out, at least in a bikini.
Just boobs out. There was a female politician, who dressed like a nurse in Italy in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And her entire campaign was walking in front of the press gallery and just flopping a twin out. And that's all they'd photograph and film. No one knew what her policies were. No one knew what she was stood for.
But no
she
one
just walked down and went, "Here you go, boys." And press conference over.
Have you seen the Italian Parliament? Those guys will shoot at each other.
Particularly there, Rome. Yeah. Is it a president in Italy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a president.
He is just a sex fiend.
Yeah, sex fiend. He has at least several mistresses.
Allegedly.
To our Italian listeners.
Mm.
And they all work in cabinet, which is. Yeah, you don't shit where you're.
And they're all,
you shouldn't dip where you're. Where
they
you
shouldn't
work.
Dip your wink in the company ink.
Exactly.
In general, we'll be right back after the boys partake in some light spooning. And we're good to go.
Broom isn't famous for brooms.
Punch bowl isn't famous for punch bowls.
Collector is not famous for collectors.
Tambourine is not famous for tambourines.
Bannister is not famous for Bannister.
Robe isn't famous for robe.
But Bundaberg is famous for Bundy rum.
You want to fight, f***ing?
Bundaberg rum.
Crack of the title.
Proudly the redneck booze of choice since 1881.
ingeneral.com.au.
Okay, so I've got like Wally's top 10 crazy political parties. Get this. I can't even read this with a straight face. The Deadly Serious Party. Have you heard of these guys? They're called the Deadly Serious Party. Its platform included... dispatching a flock of killer penguins to protect Australia's coastline from Argentinian invasion. So they've singled out Argentina invading our country. They also want an age freeze. Well, I mean, with the current Labor Party's proposed power cost, the elderly will freeze anyway. And the appointment of silly people to all the portfolios that matter. Safe to say it was deregistered for not having the required 500 members. You've all heard of this, the Help End Marijuana Prohibition Party. Hemp? Help End Marijuana Prohibition. It's an Australian political party which advocates, obviously, the legalisation of cannabis. The group was founded in 1993 by Nigel Quinlan, who ran as a candidate under the name Nigel Free Marijuana in 2001. Free Marijuana's name was assessed by the Australian Electoral Commission as to whether it was suitable to be added to the electoral roll. They found that it was, meaning Free Marijuana could run as an electoral candidate under the name. Hemp is based in Nimbin, New South Wales.
For our listeners, Nimbin is like a drug capital.
It's the cannabis capital of our country. Yeah. This is the perfect cap-off to this party. Prior to the 2007 federal election, hemp was deregistered as a political party by the Electoral Commission. The group reapplied for party registration in February this year, but according to Hemp Secretary Graham Askey, delays in processing their application meant that the registration didn't proceed in time before the election was called. Two stone,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, what they did before they got was they used their papers.
Yeah, basically. They were just like...
Oi, Trent, we're supposed to do something today.
No, man, just chill. Did not get their paperwork in on time.
Dave's not here, man.
That's it. Okay, number three, the Lower Excise Fuel and Beer Party. You've heard of these guys?
Whoa.
It's a minor Australian political party that fielded several candidates in the 01 and 04 elections. Their main policies include repealing the GST and lowering the excise on fuel and beer. That's it.
Did any of those
just
guys...
a bunch of blokes gotten together and gone, you know what? I want to get pissed and I need to drive to the liquor store, but I can't afford either.
Actually, you know what? I heard what their slogan was. Drink and drive and make it home alive. You legend. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. You guys will love it. This one. This is their name. This is their actual name. The Majority Labour Party.
We're not all Labour, but close enough, mate.
How Australian is that? You can feel the party.
Yeah. So it's like, I can see them walking into Parliament.
So can I.
In thongs.
What party are you registering for?
Well, most of us are Labour.
Labour, I think. You like Labour?
Yep.
Nah.
What about you lot?
No.
What sort are you then?
Oh,
close enough. We'll just call us the Majority Labour Party.
Number five, the No Aircraft Noise Party. It was a minor Aussie party that operated from 95 to 99, and among its best results was a 23.65% vote on the two-party preferred basis in the electorate of Marrickville in the New South Wales state election. So, if ever there was a party started by some pissed-off residents, that would be it. Like, what a country we live in where we can just go,
these planes are giving me the shits. I'm going to start a political party.
And they actually got votes. Sensational. Okay, at number six, the Nurses for Health Party. I ask you, what else would nurses actually be for?
I didn't actually think of medical.
No,
I was thinking more of
a sex party. Nurses for Health. What else would they be for? Nurses for 10-pin bowling. Now, at number seven, let's bring this back on track. You guys will love this. Their official name was the Party Party Party. Guess what they were for? Party! It was a short-lived political party in Australia. It ran in only one election, 89. It received 979 votes. As a result of the lax party registration laws that allowed this party and other similar parties, for example, the Sun-Ripened Warm Tomato Party, that was a real party. And my personal favourite out of all of these is the actual name. The surprise party.
We won.
The surprise party. To stand candidates, the electoral legislation of the ACT was changed to say that you've got to have over 100 members, so no one can do it. At number eight, how's this? Gamers for Croydon, which is a suburb.
Now,
this party has a strong anti-censorship message, particularly relating to the R18 classification for video games in Australia. Must be a bunch of 16-year-old guys going,
I want to play some games with tits. Let's get an electoral party started.
Yeah.
One of the last but not least is the Climate Skeptics Party.
I saw that.
Right.
That's brilliant.
Do you know what they had on their T-shirt? It was an acronym. It says, carbon really ain't pollution. Crap. And at number 10, the most hilarious of all, the Australian Labor Party.
He gulps down his red slut.
My red-headed slut. It's a cocktail I made tonight.
Yes. In honour of our first female
fearless leader. In general.
Beelzebub Lucifer College is a warm, scorching, detached and satanist environment which readies your children for a future in either commercial finance, law, real estate, childcare or politics. Extracurricular activities are available for the more fiendishly sanctified individuals, such as heavy metal music class. Drug preparation. And demonic summoning. Each term, you and your child will have the privilege of listening to a guest speaker and take on their advice. This month, it's Kay Fagley, the newly appointed deacon for social and religious genocide.
Okay, kids, what have we learned?
That pop music violates our religion because it's the work of Jesus and his disciples.
And?
Tom Cruise is making the devil look like an 8-year-old girl, and he is not the Messiah of Scientology in that.
That's right. Now let's get shit-faced and go kill us some Scientologists.
Can we kill some pop stars too?
Why not, Johnny? Why not?
Dibs on Rihanna.
Beelzebub Lucifer College, bringing family and satanist ritual together.
Visit ingeneral.com.au to subscribe or download.
I have been off-site from my regular branch, as it were, to another town. This town I was sent to is really a redneck, bogan, backwater, inbred kind of hick town.
Yeah.
Painting a light picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just,
it exists in the last century.
I'll tell you what, don't hold back, bud.
If I drive up in my Ford f***ing Focus, the rest of these guys got Hilux and deers and shit hanging off their f***ing bull bars.
That's just the wives of boom, tish!
We get to, I get to the lady's house and she goes, oh, look, before we have dinner, I've got to take the kids to Fizzy. You want to come? I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll go.
Okay,
Yeah, I'm like you, I've got no idea what Fizzy is.
Roger that, Roger.
Anyway,
that.
So I get out to way out, big barn shed thing. Mm. What happened was the lady had gone in with her children beforehand, gone in. Anyway, so I walk in into this big shed. Mm. I walk in. Now, I'm a stranger here, I'm pointing out. Correct. I don't know anyone here whatsoever. And I walk into this big room and there's nothing but white children pincing around in f***ing leotards and swimwear.
What?
I'm a grown man walking into a place where there's nothing but girls in swimwear who are under the age of 8.
What?
And I'm like, what the f***? Anyway, so I just...
Awkward much?
I just put my head down and I go straight to my seat and I just sit there. I sit there for a while looking at the floor. I'm thinking, oh shit, what am I going to do? F*** it, I'll get my phone out. Start playing again on my phone, start sending messages to people saying how shit this is. Mm. Lo and behold, I'm actually holding the phone upright.
Oh, no.
And we all know that phones these days have cameras on
looks
them.
Looks like you're taking photos.
I'm taking photos. And all of a sudden, every single mother in that room gives me the f***ing death stare.
Oh, you would have been getting daggers.
Oh, I would walk straight out there. I f***ing sat in the car, which probably would have made things worse, thinking I've got
Now he's masturbating to my children's images in his car.
Yes, yes.
You didn't really think about this, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You did not think.
No.
That's it for this week, kids. Here comes my favourite part. Cheesy voiceover guy speaking.
All original material written and produced by InGeneral Productions. Copyright
2010.